When the Senate wrapped up its business last night, Senate President Fred Risser never officially adjourned. It capped an unusual evening during which Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker voted against his own party to defeat union contracts. Democrats stripped Decker of his title for the remainder of this year in a symbolic rebuke. Because the Senate was still technically in session, it gave backers of the contracts, like Risser, a chance to reconsider whether there was any way they could get things to go in their favor. But Risser says it wasn't to be.
You know, there's always some question that, well, maybe someone will change their mind. But there seemed to be no one who was ready to change their mind. They'd voted 17 times on 17 contracts, and the die had been cast.
The move means it will be up to unions to negotiate with Governor-elect Scott Walker after they both traded barbs in the media for several weeks. Walker said at a press conference before yesterday's Senate vote that he might lay off state workers if the contracts had passed, and that he'd rather not go that route.
Really, for me, one of the last options I want to have to consider is having any more people in the state not employed. And so it's a much preferable option to be able to consider wage and benefit reforms or other things that would balance the budget without having people laid off.
The contracts in question cover a two-year period from last July to next July. This isn't the first time a governor has left office with contracts unresolved. It happened when Governor Scott McCallum left office and left Governor Jim Doyle to finish up negotiations with unions. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.